and my special guests. Say it twice because there are two of them. It's Hannah George and Dan Trevenna, and they're going to talk to us about S Club. Is that right?
Absolutely not, no.
No? Are you not? What are you going to talk
it's
about?
It's called S Band.
S Band, oh no.
An excellent, arguably the best pop group in the 90s.
Yeah. Yes.
And now, actually, they've come back.
They have come back,
There's only four of them.
Yeah. So not S Club at all.
No, it's S Band.
S Band. Yeah. Sorry, Hannah.
Or F Band, as I called it once during a take, yeah.
Well, if you've got a bit of a lisp, it's the F Band, isn't it? Yeah. S Band. Right, Hannah, you wrote it.
I did, indeed.
Tell us all about it.
It's a web series that we're putting out online on the 19th of October.
Yeah.
And it's all about sort of, it's a comedy, and it's based on my time at Medina High School.
Yes.
And
so it's all true stories.
But I've changed all of the names. Most of the names have been changed.
Most of them.
Yes. And and we shot it on the Isle of Wight. We shot it down at what used to be Node Hill Middle School, which is now the Sixth Form Island Innovation Campus.
Indeed.
Yes. We used all the students from that school, and it's very funny. Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. So, the stars of the show, apart from Dan, who we're going to talk to in a minute, are students at that school, are they?
Yeah, there were four main characters. The main characters are Destiny, Stacey, Anna Rosa and Matt.
Yeah.
And we had over 40 students audition for the parts, and we picked four, who were fantastic. They were so funny and so professional, and, you know, they were coming into school over half term every single day.
Yeah.
But obviously we weren't doing lessons, we were making a comedy series, which is probably more fun. Hopefully we made it more of a fun experience.
Okay. Can you give us a flavour of it? I mean, what you write a lot of stuff and you specialise in comedy writing, don't you?
But
what was it about this that sort of inspired you to do a whole series?
I don't know. I mean, as it's a web series, each episode is 5 episodes and they're all 4 minutes long. So in terms of a series, it's not like an American series of like 22 minute shows. We had to sort of, we had about a week to shoot it. So it's probably, if you watch the whole series in about half an hour.
Okay.
And I don't know, I suppose there was something about Medina and the S Band, because at Medina, it was Medina High School, and everyone was in bands, so there was M Band, H Band, and S Band, and that's where the name comes from, and S Band was the kind of the naughtier kids.
Okay.
And that kind of, it kind of inspired me in the sense that, I don't know, there's something that I could really disagree with in terms of, I totally disagree with that, with kids that are put into, they're streamed straight away. It's like, okay, you're in this group because you're intelligent, you're in this group because you're sort of stupid, and it's and also, but they don't say that. They're like, no, it's M Band, H Band and S Band. It's like, in S Band they're eating Pritt Stick, like, it's obvious which band is which. But so really it's just based on my experiences and experiences of quite sort of interesting teachers and their quirks and people I went to school with as well. Nobody particular, though. Nobody specific.
No, of course not.
No. Just a sort of amalgamation of loads of different people who will watch it and realise.
And Dan, you've not been able to get a word in yet, but you play the teacher, don't you?
Yes. In this? Yeah, I do. I play Mr. Thorogood, who is the teacher of, he sees himself as a teacher of the kids of S Band. He's
What sort of character is he, Dan?
A really happy-go-lucky, innocent person who thinks the world of his students and really wants them to do well, and he's kind of almost a little bit, you could imagine that perhaps he probably was in S Band. he's just a very eager, happy character.
Yeah. And how did you find playing a part on screen? Because I know you best from being on stage. Did you find that a difficult transition to make?
It was definitely an interesting transition to make, because it's the difference between theatre performance and screen performance, and the fact that theatre, you have to be much bigger, you have to be kind of quite, you know, you have to get the person at the very back of the theatre, whereas with screen you've got the camera right on your face, so you can't be too big. I mean, for the kind of character that I'm playing in S Band, he is quite a over the top character, and all the performances are in some kind of way, because it's all comic, even if it's a kind of a mockumentary style. They are quite outlandish, but it's that getting that balance right was quite a it helped actually just look at myself on screen and to see what I was doing. And even Hannah was very good at kind of just saying nope. Just bring that back down again. Bring it down. You know,
okay. That's a backhanded compliment. Yeah. Hannah's really good at telling me when
I think
really rubbish.
I want to explore this a bit more now. Hannah says no a lot, does she? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
I'm very good at improving people.
Yes, she's very, very good at in all honesty, actually, I think that's because we all learned a lot from doing S Band, and it was, I think, everybody's first time really doing something kind of as big as this. So we all kind of just had to learn how to be, you know, just and do the things that we were supposed to do. And obviously, Hannah had to learn to be director, and that's kind of...
Yeah, I'd never really directed anything before. Oh, we made, wow, like, one short before. Yeah. And I think it's just because I'd written it as well, and because it's very much in the style of shows like Parks and Rec or Modern Family, which is that mockumentary style. And what's particularly difficult for actors is that you've got your character... But you're that character in front of a camera. Like, you know, we all change in front of a camera, right? So it's that camera, it's not that camera, it's that character in front of the camera. That's why The Office worked so well, is because David Brent, you know, as soon as he's in front of a camera, he's a complete idiot and he's really believable.
Yeah.
So that was a really interesting thing to try and get performances out of people that kind of rang true with the setting. Yeah. You see what I mean?
Oh, it's interesting. Yeah, I'm fascinated by it. But you've written comedy before, but is this the first time you've actually written a full length production of this kind, or have you written?
It's the first time I've made anything of this level. But I've written lots of different scripts, because you just sort of, when you're writing, you just write lots of spec scripts.
Yeah.
And so S Band as a script, when I first wrote it, I wrote it about 2 years ago, and it was picked up by Hattrick Production Company.
Yeah.
And it never got made that way. And the thing, what happens with that is sometimes you write a script and it gets to a certain point, never gets made, and then it gets put in a drawer. And maybe in 10 years' time, people will go, oh, what was this? But I didn't want that to happen with S Band. It kind of meant a lot to me. So, so I sort of dug it out again. All and right. It felt as though, because it was a mockumentary, it was something that we could, if it was a sci-fi script, we couldn't have filmed it ourselves in Newport. But
like, well.
I was like, you know, I've been to a school, there's loads of them. I'm sure one of them will let us. But professionally, I've written lots of other sort of episodes of TV, which is great because I can write it and then it gets made, and I just get to enjoy it when it comes out.
And is it always comedy?
It's a lot of kids stuff. So I've just done a sitcom on Sky One called Trolleyed, which is set in a supermarket. So I've just done an episode of that, but I do a lot of kids TV. There's a show called Wolf Blood and The House of Anubis and The Slammer and Justin's House and Dick and Dom.
Wow.
And all the greats.
How did you get into it in the first place, Hannah?
I've always wanted to be a writer, really. I've always wanted to do comedy. Comedy is specifically my passion.
As from school days, you mean? That far back? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I wrote a nativity play in sick form that we put on. It was a comedy nativity play. Yeah. And it was very offensive. But it went down very
you
well.
You offensive?
Yeah, imagine that. And that's where I kind of first thought, this is great. And then I did a lot of stand-up, and doing stand-up kind of got me meeting a lot of people in comedy, and I started writing because, you know, I was okay at stand-up, but I don't think I'd ever be, you know, a really successful stand-up. But with writing, I kind of feel as though I can get better, I can keep improving, and I can keep writing. And then I signed to a literary agent before I signed to a stand-up agent, and I thought, I'll do this.
Yeah, okay. And what about you, Dan? Are you sort of full-time acting now, or doing other things as well?
I would like to be full-time acting, I think, because it's definitely a huge passion of mine and has been for a very long time. But I'm a freelance graphic designer by trade, and which is great because it kind of gives me a lot of time and flexibility to do stuff like this. If I was, you know, working 9 to 5 in an office, it would be a lot more difficult.
But
the ultimate dream is to do acting.
And I suppose this is a great vehicle for you to promote yourself as well as an actor, isn't it? Because it's going to be on the web. streamed from the 19th.
Yeah, Dan Turner's showreel. Check that out. That's up online. Google that.
Showreel.
That's very good. Showreel. It's funny because it keeps it always comes up with because we've done loads of stuff together, Dan and I. And yeah, and it's a really good it's a really good showreel.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's it's not because it's mainly got your stuff in it.
Yeah, that's what I love about it.
No. But what's this about the beard? Because you said to me, well, you've grown a beard. For listeners on radio, Dan has got a beard. But you said Hannah won't let you have a beard in anything.
Generally speaking, like whenever I'm a character in something that Hannah does, I'm always clean shaven. Always. It's
really?
Very, I mean, yeah, I think the next thing that we end up doing, I'll end up being clean shaven. So I'm kind of doing that that actor thing where when they finish a production, they just kind of let themselves go.
And so even if you're a castaway on a desert island, you can't grow a beard.
I wouldn't allow it.
Everybody else can have a beard. Everybody else can have a beard, but I can't. I'm always clean shaven.
Could be the next web series, couldn't it?
We do. The thing is, we do quite a lot, like at sort of Somwhen Productions, which is the name of the.
Gotta get that in.
Somwhenproductions.co.uk. We should have come up with a jingle. But with that, we do it with Matt Hitt, who is a producer. So he kind of on S-Band, he was in charge of just, you know, there was about 40 people involved with S-Band, including yourself.
Indeed,
Kevin. You were
indeed.
In it.
Yeah. Stunning, wasn't it? Stunning. Maybe not.
Well, yeah, you had to sit in a suit and watch a man glare at.
I know. I love that PE teacher. Yeah. I've never seen anything else. I just saw that PE teacher. It scared me to death.
That's the idea. And the thing with that is that he has a beard, and we do a lot of stuff with him as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it's
you
like
need to mix up the looks, really.
I don't want him to not have a beard.
No, that's true.
I have a lot of control over beards within the
production company. Well, you can't have two beards in one production, can you?
It's just too many.
It's ridiculous, Kevin.
It is.
What sort of feedback and response are you getting to this one? Have you filmed it and you've shown it? I think you had a screening for everyone, didn't you?
And it's showing in Maine in America next
week. Is it?
Mm. Yeah, at a film festival there.
Wow.
Which is cool. So it'll be interesting to sort of see what people in America make of this man.
Are you going to go?
if they could fly us out there.
Pause for laughter there.
I'd love to go. But so far we haven't released it online yet, so the reaction we're waiting for. So we're just doing a bit of sort of we've got a trailer that you can see. That's online at the moment.
Yeah.
And on the 19th, we're going to put all 5 episodes up at the same time.
Okay.
Sometimes with web series, people will, you know, sort of put one up and then wait a week and put another one up.
Yeah.
But I think this culture of like binge watching, people just want to watch. And once you've got someone's attention online, you need to keep it.
Yeah.
Like we did a sketch, didn't we? Mm-hmm. That, it's called Father Hears Silence, and it went viral. It went absolutely viral. It's got like 2 million hits.
Wow.
And I was looking at the analytics of it on YouTube, and it's a 40-second clip, and it was like 70 or 80% of people stopped watching after 30 seconds, which is so weird because it's only another 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But the attention span of people on the internet.
That's amazing.
It's also just annoying because it means that they miss out on my really great look at the end.
Yeah, Dan does a great bit at the end of the sketch.
Yeah, and they just stop watching after that. No,
is the peak moment for you, is it?
It's like, you know,
switch that off.
I know. Who wants to watch that? You know.
In terms of feedback as well, that look at the end, like loads of people say that's the best bit in it, but so many people have missed it. Probably about 2 million people have missed it.
They don't know what they're missing, then. They don't. You know,
is there a for you, Dan? Is there a sort of a trick? I've got to admit, I just had this really tiny, tiny role in. I keep calling it S Club. I'm now slapping myself. S Band. But I found it, because I just used to being on the stage stuff, I found it really weird feeling. How tough was it for you, seriously, to make that switch? Is it like Sleepless Nights time, or did it actually come quite naturally to you?
Because I
thought I was rubbish. I didn't think I did it at all well.
Presumably, you're
wonderful.
The short.
What's your secret?
So the clips of you in that short are prove otherwise, though, Kevin. So, but no, it's quite interesting. I mean, because I've always wanted to do film. I think, like, so I grew up watching just loads of films. I was very much into film, even doing media studies at like A level, which everybody says is a waste of a qualification. But I had a really good time, and at that point, I kind of really wanted to make films. I wanted to be a film actor. But the easiest way to do acting, I found anyway, was to do theatre, because there's always like some form of amateur theatre company somewhere that you can go along to, and I learned a lot through doing that kind of thing. But it's always been a passion to do film stuff, and I think when we first met each other, I think it was about a year or so after we did Top Tens. Top Tens was the first short thing that I did with Hannah, and that was the hardest one to learn.
What was it called, Dan?
It was called Top Tens.
Top Tens,
And that's on the Somwhen Productions YouTube channel. I don't know where that is now. Actually, is it on the YouTube channel? Yeah, there's a link to it somewhere.
If you put Top Tens, I put Top Tens Hannah George because I'm pretty egotistical. Well, yeah. But no, there's a lot of kind of Top Tens. It was kind of a mick take of the fact that everything seems to be counted down in Top Tens these days, like Top 10 this, Top 10 that. So ours is like the Top 10 Reactions, which is like hydrochloric acid in really stupid stuff.
And I got to play the presenter of this Top 10 Countdown thing, and I had to basically play like a very T4 style, kind of E4, very covered in foundation and slick looking, very very clean shaven, kind of over the top presenter. And that, I think, was probably the first, well, it was the I say first it was the second time the first time we completed something, and that that was difficult. That was kind of that was a hard transition, because it was the thing of like me alone in a room being looked at by a bunch of other people, and this kind of cold, dead lens eye, this black eye of a lens staring right at you, and you
there's
kind
something
of,
about that, isn't there?
It can be a little bit disconcerting,
isn't it? Somehow, because you're not, well, like when you're on stage, you're conscious of an audience.
You're not allowed to make people laugh when you're on set. It's the thing of like that people have to remain completely quiet. So even if you're doing a great joke and everyone's laughed at it during rehearsals, you can't do that when you're obviously doing a tape because you need the sound. And it just means that when you're then doing it, you're kind of like you're not getting that feedback. Yeah. And I think as a kind of a theatre performer beforehand, you're so used to kind of getting the vibe off of the audience and working from that.
That's a good way of describing it.
It's a very powerful feeling being on stage, but on doing film, it's odd, because then also you have to do like multiple takes, or say the same line again, but the camera's in a different position, or you're not going straight through from beginning to end. You're also doing it out of time as well, out of sync with the rest of it, and filming some sections on one day and another day, and it's unusual, but I really like it though. It's really good fun.
Yeah, I can tell. Shave your beard off though.
I know.
Yeah. So give us another shameless plug, Hannah, about S-Band. So where can people see it?
They can see it on somewhenproductions.co.uk. That will be
all one word, Somwhen Productions.
.co.uk. The website will go live hopefully quite soon. I mean, it is there.
Working very hard on that at the moment. The IT guy.
That's great. I think if you're going to have a lead actor in your films, make sure he's also a graphic designer. Brilliant. Like, looks amazing.
They've got loads of free work out of me. But to be fair, I've got work out of them.
Do you have to make her tea for her as well?
No, she just helps herself to the tea, actually.
That's better.
That is better.
So you can see it on there, all of the episodes from the 19th. Also, if you go to YouTube and search Somwhen Productions, you'll be able to see the Father Hears Silence sketch. You'll be able to see some behind the scenes stuff and the trailer, and a sketch about Winston Churchill. If you're into Winston Churchill, all sorts of
always
different
have
stuff.
Been. Always have been.
So, check
and
it
what's
out.
Next, Hannah? What are you up to? Because you're always ever so busy.
Doing stuff. We've just shot another short film.
Have you?
So I was in the edit in London over the weekend. We did a big editing session on it.
As you do.
And we're very lucky to have an editor who is, he's fantastic, and he's in London, has all the equipment you need and all the knowledge. It's brilliant. It's called Barry Swish the Corduroy Fish. Of course it is. And it's about...
Sounds great explaining this one.
It's about a Victorian adventurer who's also a tiny little fish who wears a corduroy jacket.
Okay.
And he meets Dan, who is... Well, the character's called Ashley, but he meets played by a clean-shaven Dan.
Yep.
And basically, they go on an adventure together via Queen Victoria.
Is Dan a fish as well?
No, Dan is real life. I should really state that the fish is animated at this point.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise, it would be really.
And the only animated thing in a live-action.
Yeah, so it's quite ambitious. And we're doing it. Our friend Luke Bridgman, who I went to school with, he's an animator, and he came up with this character, Barry Swish.
Brilliant.
So I wrote the script, and then we got together with Matt and with Dan, and got everyone together to shoot it.
Oh, it must be so exciting, though, for both of you to do this stuff.
It's fun. It's really fun.
Something which seemingly is I think we've managed to piece together quite a nice little group of people that are willing to help, and also a lot of time willing to help for nothing. One day. But it has become a lot easier nowadays to make your own stuff. There is a lot more access to things out there to, the camera equipment and sound equipment and stuff, either rentable or cheap. And, you can do it. You can do things on an iPhone, It's kind of any kind of technology now, and you can make your own film. And it's just awesome.
Fantastic.
And what's nice about the island as well is that people seem happy to let us film places. Like with the school, obviously we're very respectful and giving their students kind of the opportunity to sort of get involved as well. But, they're really cool about it. But if you're on the mainland or in London, people are, they just don't let you sort of do quite as much as what we managed to get away with here, which is great.
It's quite impressive, actually, really, that I'm originally from Reading, and it's been really quite awe-inspiring just how willing everybody is here to help, whether they're actually part of the group of production people that, or friends or whatever. Outsiders are just willing to kind of give us a bit of a hand.
It's all part of the picture on the island, isn't it? I mean, I love it here, and there's just such an amazing sort of arts and culture scene there. And year on year, it just keeps growing and growing.
I can't imagine living anywhere else, actually.
No, I can't. Mm. I can't afford to leave, actually. Yeah, I'm saving up to cross the solent one day.
Oh, big day.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, thanks so much for coming in. It's been fantastic talking to you. And Hannah, one more plug for that website address to watch the stream of S-Band.
Nailed it. Sunwenproductions.co.uk or Google Sunwen Productions and find us on YouTube.
Okay. Thank you both. That was Hannah and Dan.